And joining me now in studio, we have special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, I have to say I saw an article in the Globe about a story about a commutation of a sentence, and they mentioned you in this. And this was a story that I was surprised about because I don't remember ever reading about another story like this in the last, 20 years. Can you tell me a little bit about what this is about and why you're for this?
This is a case that emanated in Brockton in 1994, and what it was with two individuals, Mr. Allen and another individual by the name of Mr. Perry, robbed a person who was an alleged drug dealer. They wore masks. They went to an apartment with knives. Mr. Allen allegedly held the women at bay, and Perry eventually got into a fight with Purvis Bester and stabbed him and killed him. They were both charged with first-degree murder back in 1994. They were held in custody for a period of time. They were coming up in their trial, and as I understand it, back in 1997, the DA's office at the time, based upon their overall looking at the totality of the circumstances of the case, made the determination and offered both individuals to plead guilty to second-degree murder. The principal person, Perry, the person who did the stabbing, took that. Mr. Allen did not, went to trial, and he was convicted as a joint venturer in felony murder. He got first degree, and first degree murder in Massachusetts is life without parole. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Allen's been in custody for 27 years. The individual who did the actual stabbing, Perry, he was paroled out more than a decade ago because he pled guilty to second degree, which gives him the possibility of parole. So therefore, he was already paroled out.
Okay, so it seems a bit unfair there. Now, what about the way they prosecute and convict now for murder? That's changed as well.
Yeah, that was one of the things I took in consideration during this commutation petition, was also that Commonwealth versus Brown is a case that came down in 2017. And basically, the law at the time of when Mr. Allen was convicted was we did not have to prove that the joint venturer had acted with malice. So therefore, at that time, no evidence would have been presented of malice or even thought of at that time. Brown came down and made the determination that now the Commonwealth in the second-degree homicide cases and in felony murder cases has to prove that the joint venturer did act with malice. And quite honestly, I don't know if I can say you can extrapolate from these facts of this case that that's so. The unusual thing about the Brown decision, however, is that it's not retroactive. So therefore, although that case going forward will be applicable to cases as we deal with them now, back then, this does not go back in time and change Allen's conviction. So that was another thing that when you look at the overall case itself, the fact that Perry, the actual principal individual, had been paroled out for a decade, the fact that the felony murder law had changed based upon Commonwealth versus Brown, the fact that the things that Mr. Allen did while in custody, and also, don't forget, the victims in these cases, the Bester family. We had extensive conversations with Mr. Bester's daughter, Lee Cole, and his brothers. They all wanted to see Mr. Allen out because they felt he was not the most culpable one. Mm-hmm. He was 19 years old at the time of the event, he was a young kid. And when he's in custody for the last 27 years, he's actually done a lot of really good things in there, including helping mentally challenge people down at Bridgewater State Hospital. He saved a correction guard who had been attacked from other people down there at one point. And, when you look at the overall package here, I think that this case is worthy of being looked at by Governor Baker, and he got my assent to get this case commuted.
And what kind of a possibility do you think this is actually going to happen, and what about the timeline?
The timeline is unclear because it happens it doesn't happen very often. But I think that it would probably be within 4, 5, 6 months. I think the governor will make a determination. I'm hopeful that he listens to all the people that testified yesterday at the parole board hearing. I'm hopeful that he listens to the family because I think they really make a very persuasive argument as to why this should happen. And I would hope that they would listen to me. This is not something that I normally do.
Have you done this before?
I've never done this before. I think, though, that this is an unprecedented time for an unprecedented fact pattern. And I think that Mr. Allen would be worthy of another opportunity based upon the fact that he, like I said, he's not the principal. The real principal's been out for a decade. Mm-hmm. And the changing of the law, the family's feelings, the totality of the situation is that he really should be commuted.
Okay. And of course, we'll follow up with you and find out what happened with this. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You.